So we did a photo shoot every week with clothes pulled from local stores. Stores were delighted to have us come and borrow. One of the big things that we were able to do that when I really look back on it is kind of shocking. And I think now in this much more sophisticated era of branding, it would not be so easy. But we were allowed to mix merchandise from all different stores in a single outfit. We were not control. There was no retail control. Neiman Marcus was maybe the exception to that. And I think that sort of changed over time, that they got where they didn't want their merchandise mixed with anyone else's. They wanted it to be head to toe. And they would always sort of, when we would say, oh, we want to borrow this Armani suit or whatever, they would send bags with, and here's the shoes and here's the earrings and here's the bracelets that we would like with it. And they would send it and we wouldn't use it. We would kind of do whatever we wanted, but it was an incredible amount of freedom, really, in retrospect. And I do think now, with as tightly controlled as everybody is on their own branding and designer lines and everything else, I mean, there's no way that would be happening now. But we used pulled from Dallas's incredible pool of talented fashion photographers who were unpaid. It was a unpaid gig for them at the time, because it was incredible exposure, and they would get really good things for their books, since a lot of them were doing sort of churn it out advertising without a lot of creativity. And we were, you know, allowing true editorial expression. So a lot of times they would call us, oh, I have an idea for a shoot I want to do on some location or whatever. And it would be like, okay, we could, you know, make a story around that, build a story around it. But mainly our stories were driven by trends. It would, you know, be metallics or, you know, animal prints or whatever. And,